stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. I hope everyone is relaxed coming off of spring break. You know, we had a week off and it's a great time to decompress. And it's that time of year where we're running downhill, right? We're trying to finish off one school year and start planning for another school year. And so speaking of schools, in the room today, we have our middle school principals. And so I'm going to let them introduce themselves here in a minute. But, you know, we know a lot goes into our enrollment. You know, one of the things that we take great pride in is definitely having campaigns for enrollment. We want to highlight our schools. We want to celebrate our schools. And we want our parents and our students to understand, you know, why they have a choice in this and what our schools have to offer. So, you know, that's definitely our goal today. So you learn a little bit about our principals here, learn a little bit about the schools that they're responsible for and all the great unique things that they have to offer. And so let's go ahead and we're going to come around the room here. Please introduce yourself. Give us your name. Tell us what school you're the principal of and we'll go from there. So we'll start over here to my left.
My name is Thad Dugan. I am the principal of Apollo Middle School.
My name is Adriana Molina. I am the proud principal at Challenger Middle School.
Hello, I am Matthew Kraft, and I am the principal at Billy Lane Laufer Middle School.
Hi, I'm Kathy Dong. I'm happy to be the principal at Gallego Intermediate.
My name is Angelica Encinas, and I am the proud principal at Sierra K-8.
That's right. So these are my guests here today. We have some amazing principals, amazing leaders, and you know, they want you. They want you to choose their school. And our schools have different things to offer that fit the needs of your children. You know, this message is obviously to parents. This message is also obviously to the community. And most definitely and equally importantly, our students. And so, you know, as you went around the room, you heard names, you heard schools. One of the things that's unique about our middle schools is they're all a little bit different, you know, in terms of grade levels. Back when I went to middle school, it was just called junior high, right? And you don't hear that too often anymore. Now we have middle schools, as Ms. Encina said, at Sierra. It was formerly a 2-8 school, second grade through eighth grade. Next year, it's going to be a kindergarten through eighth grade. So, you know, for those parents that are looking for consistency, continuity, you know, we're adding those grade levels. And so Gallego Intermediate is also unique because it's a 4-8 school. So fourth grade through eighth grade. So, you know, they're like running two different campuses here. You got the elementary side, you got the middle school side, and then we have our more traditional middle schools at Apollo. We have Apollo and Challenger, we have seventh and eighth grade. And then at Billy Lane Laufer, we have 6th through 8th grade. And so, you know, we offer a little bit of everything depending on what your choice is. And so, you know, we're going to start with what makes our middle schools unique, right, in terms of what we have to offer at our school. And so I'm gonna put it out there. So for our principals to talk a little bit about their schools, what they have, what they want to highlight, and maybe some of the questions that parents have will get answered here today. So I'm going to throw it out there to principals. Any of you can start telling us a little bit about your schools.
I can start. One of the things that I think we're proud about at Apollo is really a shift in our culture on our campus. We've really tried hard to bring in caring adults that really are about the success of the kids on campus. And that has even spilled over into our hiring practices. You know, we're really looking for people with a belief system that all students can be successful. And that really kind of drives the goals. The other big piece of what we're trying to do is make sure that kids understand the opportunities that exist when they go to high school and creating opportunities for them to have those experiences prior. So we are transitioning back to a community school. We have a lot of partnerships with community organizations. The goal is for the school to really be a centerpiece for the community to be able to engage in things. Some examples are our food pantry. We currently serve 68 families that represent almost 30 different schools in the community. So it's not just about Apollo. It's really about how we as the school can give back to the community. Some of the electives that we've created are driven by career interests in some of the high school programs. So we have a pullout construction class. Those kids participate in their regular electives, but then also they're able to pursue their construction interests. Our culinary arts classroom, all of our kids have food handling licenses. Those kids, they cater our school events and they compete against high school culinary programs. We actually had a representative from an organization that's statewide come in and talk about how amazing our culinary arts classroom was compared to some of the high school culinary programs that he has. So if there's interests that kids have, we have the opportunity to create that. And I think that flexibility is one of the cool things about middle school, because it's not credit-based. It's not hours-based. We can be creative in creating opportunities for our kids to pursue their interests. So that's really the two things I think that make Apollo really different than what some people may perceive the school from historic things. A lot of people in our community have gone through Apollo and have ties to Apollo. So
that would be me. And I was just going to share and build off of what you just said, Thad, because we have really evolved in this district in terms of our middle school programs. And I'm really proud to see that, having been a student here in this district and having gone to Apollo Middle School when I was a student. And now to have the honor and privilege of leading Gallego Intermediate and having those opportunities that weren't there when we were students, but we could see that the direction was definitely going to that place where it wasn't just the high schools getting those experiential needs met. Now we're doing that at the middle schools, and I feel very confident that we're unique in that way because we offer so many experiences to our students, not just during the day. In our after-school programs, we have 21st century programs at Gallego Intermediate. We also, as a fine and performing arts school, offer unique full-time extracurricular activities, like in drama. We have all-day drama. We have all-day mariachi, all-day dance, all-day. So we have things going on where students can choose from multiple classes and multiple opportunities, and then also get those opportunities to earn money. So we have award-winning arts programs where students in our art classes are winning competitions and contests and putting cash in their pockets. And so those experiences are not just limited to the high schools anymore. What's really amazing to see is how our middle schools are getting to do that in this district.
Yeah, I just saw a few of your students yesterday, the District 5 art contest. Mm-hmm. We had several students there that were winners, and as you know, as you're pointing out, you know, this really is about the student experience. You know, I know in prior podcast episodes we've had, we really always talk about the student experience, because that's what it's about, right? I mean, we plan for school and prepare this educational experience for the student, for the families, you know, in terms of what outcome they want, right, in terms of their educational experience. And I'm glad that Dr. Dugan pointed out these pieces of our middle schools are not credit-based. I mean, our middle schools are really designed that they get these academic experiences to prepare them for high school and prepare them to make a choice, right? We know that parents have choices when it comes to schools, and there's choices here at our high schools as well, you know, whether it's Sunnyside, Desert View, Star Academic. We have college and career academies, and I love that you talked about, because I've seen these firsthand, and I think students excel when they're put in these situations of hands-on experiences. As you mentioned, culinary, you know, that they have at Apollo, the construction projects. I've seen the benches that they've made on campus and those pieces. And so that's important to families. You know, it's important. Not only is there a priority in academic success, but it's the whole child. It's just not that one piece, right? And so I know you guys mentioned, you know, Gallego, our fine arts, one of our fine arts schools. You know, there's a lot of different opportunities there, as you mentioned, the dance, the drama, the mariachi. So there's a lot of different choices, right, for students. And so we're gonna move along. We're gonna go over here to Mr. Kraft, talk to us a little bit about Billy Lane Lawfer, and go from there.
Absolutely. So at Lawfer, we are gonna continue to build off this concept of student experiences, where for us, one of our biggest pulls is our focus around our AVID program. Advancement via individual determination and college preparatory and strategies-based focus of school-wide implementation of how to get our kids to the next level and how academically they can tackle all the different barriers and things that can come their way. It is a great community out there on the East Quadrant of the district, and it is a great opportunity for all the families in that area to come together. We do a lot of work within the community. A lot of time is spent working with parents and family members, and it's a really good piece, which pushes us into how our kids like to be in the driver's seat of their learning. And that's something that district-wide we've been really pushing, this concept of putting kids into the driver's seat of their learning. And our kids show that in a multitude of ways, but one of the main things is our STEM programs. So we have a multitude of STEM programs, our Future Cities program, Possible Futures programs, which gives them a multitude of different career fields in which they get to experience real life things, talk to real life professionals, get these real hands-on opportunities to really gain what they to help push them into the decisions through that through line all the way through high school and on to college and so forth. So everything comes kind of full circle with our college preparatory work and with what they're doing in their STEM classes, you know, everything from robotics, you know, seeing the code, mm-hmm. let them work their code and seeing the robots move across the course. And it's just a good time over there. The families really enjoy it. And I know that it's a great opportunity if any kids can come on out to Lawfer.
Right. You know, it just kind of reminds me of the focus, right? When we talk about the unique things that our schools have to offer, I'm hearing about Apollo, and there's definitely like a career focus in terms of their culinary construction. Then we hear about Gallego Intermediate. There's definitely a fine arts focus, as we talked about mariachi, the drama, dance, and other things. And then we're talking about Lawfer, where there's a strong STEM presence. You know, shout out to Miss Nichols, who's been recognized, and her students have been recognized in national publications, through the University of Arizona, just at the competitions they go to, right?
A few SARCEF cities, as well. Yeah.
SARCEF, so you know, that's these are staples, right? That are occurring, and not to mention, I know you hit on AVID a little bit. You know, Billy Lane Lawfer has been a national demonstration site for several years now, and that's about 3%. Of the nationwide country, right?
Nationwide
gets that type of recognition. So definitely a focus on college and career readiness when it comes to AVID, you know, and all our middle schools offer AVID, you know. And so that's something that you know, we definitely take a lot of pride in, because our expectation is that it's for our students to be prepared and graduate with having the opportunity to make a choice if they want to pursue college, career, or both, or other things, right? And so there is no limits, you know, when we talk about, you know, we always talk about, you know, our identity, purpose, and agency, and wanting students to build their, you know, having a strong sense of that identity, purpose, and agency so that they can achieve what they want in life, right? And so, so we got two more middle schools to hear from. We got Challenger and we got Sierra. So jump in.
I would like to also expand on the opportunities that Challenger is offering to our students. And we have an award-winning arts program as well, where most of our students who really have that drive and want to extend the learning and the knowledge in regards to arts, they are volunteering and entering competitions where there were some of the recipients yesterday in regards to those awards. So they have that pride on that. They have the capacity to expand the knowledge, and we have a wonderful teacher to serve the needs of our students. So we're trying to surround our students with those opportunities and with also those personalities, those teachers that really want to take the student to the next level. We have a couple opportunities that other schools probably are not offering at this time. That is a great option for our parents as well. We have our foundations in agriculture. We're expanding that work that we do with our students there so they can be prepared when they go into high school and they would like to continue that path. They can go into ag science. So that is something that they can continue as something in the future. If that is for them for college, they will know right away through one of the academies that is offered at one of our high schools. Mm-hmm. We also offer computer design for those students who would like to go into architecture, any engineering field. That is something that we lost in some of our middle schools, and thankfully we continue to offer. And the interest of the students is huge for that particular class, so they can continue building on those foundations of STEM. We have a couple of STEM classes as well for students who might not want to declare going fully into the computer design, but they want to play more with the lab options. They have that opportunity. So if EMT in one of the academies is offered, or medical field, they will have a little bit of the foundation. Possible Futures is another class where we go from law foundation to medical foundation for students to also have the opportunity, if they decide not to go to the home high school, but they are interested in an academy that is offered at the sister high school, they can go ahead and enroll because they have that drive and they have that interest to continue into secondary education. So we want to open the door. Not closing doors, but open the doors by offering multiple opportunities for them. But also, we are very, very lucky that we provide for those parents who might want the students to receive that extra support before school starts, but also after school. So we can extend a day for them and provide support for math, English, or for any other area where they need that extra time and the one-on-one support. We open the school at 7:30 for those students who want to register for those options. We have it available. And also we extend the day all the time, all the way to 5:15. But for those kids who say, I love to be involved, but also sports is my drive, and I would like to do those things. The sports program that we have at Challenger is very, very strong. We have coaches who are very, very dedicated to our students and who would like to take them to the next level. So we keep expanding on the skills that they're bringing with them, or no skills. So if they have no skills, it is okay. We will take them and we will move them to the next level as well.
You guys just won a soccer championship, didn't you?
We have been undefeated 2 years in a row. So that is an accomplishment. So definitely shout out to our coaches, Ms. Medina and Ms. Ali, for the wonderful job that they're doing with our female.
Okay, correct me. Please correct me. I want to start tension here.
We're speaking about the girls, right? We have been.
Girl soccer, boy soccer.
Yeah,
boy soccer.
We have been undefeated.
I knew I was going to open up a can of worms for the game of athletics.
I know, we can go. We can go there with Gallegos,
soccer,
wrestling, basketball, volleyball.
But I do want to say that's one thing about our district that's unique is compared to some of the other districts around is we all have gyms. We have some sports that are not afforded to students in other schools. Districts. So, for example, wrestling is huge in Sunnyside. It's mm-hmm. Not something that a lot of students are engaged in, and if you're playing basketball, it's always nicer to have an inside gym rather than practicing and playing. So we have amazing facilities at all of our schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think you know, and Adriana hit it on the head. I mean, I think there's something for everyone, right?
Absolutely.
And so that's what it's about. You know, it's again, we come back to the student experience. You know, I always think of I use this term a lot, school connectedness. I always feel that there's certain things that bring our students to school every day. You know, sometimes it's a mentor, right? And that important adult in their life, whether it's a coach, a teacher, security monitor, somebody that they can relate to, somebody that gives them confidence to be there every day. Sometimes it's a music program. Sometimes it's mariachi. Sometimes it's baseball, basketball, it's sports. But there is something for every student. You know, there's different passions out there, and I think we offer a lot, you know, in terms of that piece. And so, you know, we want to continue to offer that. You know, we don't take that for granted. Again, we want to thank our community, our voters, for passing this override, because that's definitely going to allow us to continue middle school sports, right?
Well, and if you think about what happened at Gallego Intermediate, we're built because of a bond that passed in this district. So community support is everything.
Absolutely.
And what can happen in our schools is a relationship between us and the community, and what we can dream for our kids, we can make happen for our kids as long as we keep supporting the schools that help shape that. And so Gallego Intermediate is the total result of voter initiative.
Absolutely.
And its programs and everything that we're continuing. I mean, we have beautiful fields now because of the bond, and our facilities are 100% built. I think we're the only school that has a large kiln that we use. But you know, seeing that on, and I want to do highlight before Sierra
on
a highlight real quick, because
we
have things posted, but it shares what we can offer, but the experience is even well beyond that. So for example, at Gallego Intermediate, our kids are learning about ceramics, and they're in ceramics class, but they're going to take those skills and also we've talked to them about how they can move those skills from ceramics to baking and design of cakes. So now it's career mindset. Now it's not just, well, career, you can have a career in ceramics, so let me not misspeak, and somebody in the community say that I'm not a fan of art or artists, because that's far from the truth. But you have certain skills that you can have even in performance or arts or athletics that are transferable.
Sure.
So as everybody gets a chance to look at, and let's start with Sierra if you're perusing the website, so that you can see what is on there and being offered. But think beyond that and what the schools are doing to help the students use those skills beyond just the classroom environment. And I know that's the case for my friend over here at the new K-8 school.
At the new K-8 school, yeah. So I am super excited to be at Sierra this coming year, being that we are going to be the first and only K-8 school in the district. I am a product of Sierra, so I went to Sierra. And it's funny, because my first year as principal, we had our town halls, and I put pictures up. I went through the yearbooks. I found my pictures, not the best, but hey, I put myself out there.
Were they in color?
No, they're black and white. But that doesn't mean anything about my age, you know. As a leader,
nothing at all.
I believe in vulnerability, and if I'm modeling that, not only for our teachers and our staff, but also for our students. And so, you know, I talk a lot about my experiences as a student when I was at Sierra, and how my mission is to make it better than what I have, give them opportunities that I as a student didn't have. And really, that's the lens that I come in with as a leader. When I sit down with parents and I have conversations, I always come with that intent of, what can I do as a leader to provide your student the best opportunity that rightfully they deserve, right? And I think that's the mindset that we all have, you know, at this table. And so this KA opportunity coming, it gives me anxiety still, I will say, I'll be honest, just because I want to do right by the community. I want to do this right, and I'm confident that we will. And I think the opportunities that it brings is that consistency, like Mr. Gustalem said, that you belong to one school community all the way from kindergarten to eighth grade. You build those relationships with teachers, with parents, and with students, and you know, and it just presents so many different opportunities for next year. We're talking about mentorship, and what is that going to look like with our middle schools going into our elementary classes to become mentors, and also when we talk about career exploration and building those pathways. So we have some plans for our ed professions and really making that pathway starting with the eighth graders and feeding into those programs. Just like the other middle schools, we also offer possible futures. Mm-hmm. And so every eighth grader has to take possible futures before they go to high school. And I always talk to them about when I was at Desert View and I was an assistant principal, the one thing that just broke my heart when I would sit in front of a senior and I would ask them, like, what do you want to do? What's your plan? And they didn't really have an idea. Mm-hmm. I think that career exploration starts from kindergarten, which brings me to my next point. This year, we piloted a career exploration class. So our elementary counselor, shout out to her, Ms. Martinez, she ran fourth grade and fifth grade career exploration. So she went into every fourth grade and fifth grade class and did a pilot with them. And we have seen great results. And so it's really starting those conversations early on. And so there's just so many opportunities and potential that I see when we talk about college and career readiness and community readiness. You know, at Sierra, we always talk about everyone is a leader. Every single person in our organization contributes to our school community. And so we take that seriously. And our student council, shout out to Ms. Marchese. She's amazing. What she has done with our student council program is just phenomenal. Those students, when we see them from day one to right now, what they've been able to do, the leadership skills that they've learned, the confidence that comes out from the activities that they organize is just such so rewarding to see. And so I can go on and on. I don't know how much time I have left with us, Stella, but
it's only a half hour show, Miss Encinas.
So that's really, really what I want to highlight. You know, we are also working on our STEM opportunities that we offer. Right now we have two electives, STEM electives that we offer, and they're really just an introduction to iSTEM and the possibilities that exist within those career paths. And so we're looking to expand those and really strengthen them.
It's open enrollment season, and at Sunnyside, we understand that families have options when it comes to their children's education. With 21 diverse schools nestled in our vibrant community, each Sunnyside school offers a unique educational experience tailored to meet the needs and passions of every student.
From innovative career and technical education programs to enriching arts initiatives, there's something special for everyone.
Visit SUSD12.org to learn more and discover why thousands of families choose Sunnyside.
You will love us.
Don't believe us? Just watch.
Yeah, you know, I think what I hear in the room as we're having this discussion and definitely trying to put out information and highlight what our middle schools have to offer is I just hear a deep passion in the room. And I love that, you know, because I truly believe that our leaders and our employees, our educators, our teachers deeply care about our community, deeply care about our students. And you feel this passion in the room. The other cool thing is God, you get to be principal where you're a student, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and as I'm in the room here, I mean, we have three principals, you know, Mr. Kraft, Ms. Dong, Ms. Encinas, that are graduates of this district, right? And so you see that a lot where people come back and serve this district. But there's also room for those that even though you didn't graduate here, grew up in the community here, people can be successful here, like Dr. Dugan and Ms. Molina. I know you've been in the community for a long, long time.
That is one piece, but also when you believe so much on the work that we do in our district, and you have your own kids come to the district, and this is a fact, mm-hmm. for the last 32 years, every day, except vacation days, but every day I've been transporting my kid to one of our schools in our district, and I have only four. I don't have 32 kids. It's only four. But it's remarkable that you believe so much in the district when you have other options. So you say, this is the right place for our kids. This is where they're going to be nurtured. to be, you know, members of society, that we can be proud of them. And old teachers, shout out to old teachers in our district who have been doing wonderful job, because they truly believe on every single one of our kids. And they truly believe that they have the potential to change their future and to better their future and their families as well. So this community will be transformed if we continue to develop the passions that we have and instill those passions in our kids, so they can continue to come back and make that contribution and believe on the new generations that are coming to us. So we have that luxury and that family environment and belief in our district that we would not find anywhere else. And that is something that I would never take for granted. But also I wanted my kids to have that experience and also be able to speak to others about the wonders that we're doing in our district, because they are moving forward with their lives and also saying, I need to come back and give back to the community. Even though I might have not graduated from the district, I consider myself, right, as a member of the community.
Absolutely.
Somos Sunnyside.
Right. Somos Sunnyside.
So, and that's the point. Man, I think I'm going to give up my chair to Miss Molina here this podcast instead of me here. But, no, and, you know, my whole point is it's always nice to see those that graduate here and give back. But, you know, my point was, hey, even those that didn't grow up in the community, they embrace the community, right? And you send your own kids to school, as you explained, Ms. Molina, to our schools, and people can be successful from other places, right? Not they don't have to grow up here, but it's that piece of believing in our kids, right? It's that passion and believing in our kids, that our kids can be successful. And we have to be the protectors, right, of our students, in terms of making sure and helping people understand and believe that every single one of our kids can be successful. And so, you know, it's neat, as I'm standing here in the room, you know, I'm going to probably give up my age here, but as I look at most of you here, it's like, you know, Kathy Dong was my student when I was a teacher at Sunnyside. Miss Molina, student top for me when she was getting into teaching and teaching at Sunnyside. You know, Angelica was student teaching. Miss Encinas was student teaching at Sunnyside during around the same time. Miss Molina was student teaching.
Miss Molina's son was in my classroom when I was a teacher. You
know, so there's all these connections, right? And that's what makes Sunnyside so unique and special. Mr. Kraft was, when I was teaching on, he was, I don't believe he was my student, but he was on campus, you know.
His brother was the mascot.
Yeah, his brother was the mascot, and his mom's a former teacher.
Orchestra teacher.
Line of educators, and so it's pretty neat to see that, you know, that our students continue to have success. You know, a lot of you as former students, now a lot of you as community members, and, you know, it always reminds me of why we do what we do when you run into those former students. I was at an engineering office yesterday meeting with a firm that was there, and three Sunnyside graduates are part of that firm.
That's nice.
And so it's pretty neat. And one of them, like, in charge of the day-to-day operations, the main architect.
That's amazing.
And so it's pretty cool stories, you know, that we see here. So as we wrap up, I want you guys to quickly, in a blurb, tell, you know, explain to parents, explain to students why your school. So you guys can jump in when you're ready.
Lawford Middle School is set, locked, ready to go, lock, stock, ready to go, to give your kids a STEM experience that they will remember for the rest of their lives. It is tried and true. It's been tested. They compete. They get to show, they get to prove their learning on a daily basis. They are constantly getting put to the task and the challenge of explaining themselves, and they step up every single time. And then that, along with their supports from their AVID programs, these kids are stepping out and taking control and owning the room and owning the pathway that they want for the rest of their lives. And it's all because of the great teachers, great community members, and everything that's around Lawford Middle School.
At Challenger, we are going to offer the opportunity to every single one of our students to be well-rounded, where they're going to have the opportunity to achieve and to excel in academics, but also they're going to be given the opportunity to be taking care of their social emotional needs, where they're going to be able to participate in extracurricular activities. The sky is the limit. So what the goal the student has, we're going to be very, very supportive of those goals that the student set, either through AVID, through the STEM classes, through the honors classes that we offer as well for those students who want to challenge themselves, or to those career pathways that they decide to go. And we're going to be mentoring them to make sure that they are successful in their secondary education.
Gallego Intermediate is an incredible school to go to where we focus on the whole child. So we are a fine and performing arts school that also has incredible athletics and mental health supports. We have structures for group counseling and outside services that we really value and continue to have on site. We have Go Girls, and we have a new boys group, Boys to Men group, that meets regularly, where we focus on developing skills for all genders and making sure that they are really focused in their classrooms, in their fine and performing arts classes, and in their athletic world. We have incredible facilities that are state of the art, brought to you by the community, and we work so closely with the community. We have amazing volunteers regularly on site to help with activities like working with our food bank, our community food bank, and making sure we have a garden for the school. So while we have all kinds to offer, we also give it up to our incredible teachers who are highly qualified, our wonderful staff that is in the front office. You'll always see a smile, and it is an amazing place to be and feel like family.
For Apollo, I think going back to the initial question, like what it is about our school, it's really that idea of being a driver in the community, of community change. And a lot of that starts with the opportunities that we create for our students and having flexibility around those opportunities and making sure that our students are choosing their high school experience based on areas of interest and areas of career interest. You know, students have an opportunity now to earn certifications in high school that cost thousands of dollars beyond high school. So making sure that we have kids that understand at least a direction that they're interested in starting to go, where they can work that out at the junior high and make those informed choices for high school. And same thing, you know, that we're trying to do right now in this podcast is, Why Sunnyside High School? Why Desert View? Why any of our junior highs? It's because of the experiences that we can provide. And there's subtle differences and there's a lot of similarities. You know, we all have caring people in our buildings. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're sitting in here having this conversation as five people that are vying for student interests, but yet we're also supportive of each other. I think that's just very indicative of what you get with Sunnyside that's different.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dr. Dogan. You know, at Sierra K-8, you have the opportunity to provide your student, your other children, the experience of a 9-year community. Really being in the community for 9 years, I think, is a great opportunity for you as a parent, for our students, and for our teachers, our entire school community. We offer everything from career exploration, like I mentioned, college readiness through our AVID program, where we have been able to double our numbers this year, which we are really, really proud of. Our fine arts, I didn't even mention that. We have a mariachi program that has really grown. A big shout out to Ms. Poro, who just continues to do a phenomenal job with that program, that she collaborates with Sunnyside High School really to feed into that program. Band and orchestra continue to do an amazing job. We have a lot of leadership opportunities through our student council, like I mentioned, and strong athletics as well. You know, we have a strong athletic program. And so really we offer everything that there is to offer in a school. And now with the K experience is just the added value at Sierra.
Well, awesome. You know, I love that piece that you guys are talking about in terms of career exploration, right? Because I think one of the things that our middle schools have done well over the last couple of years is this piece of that we call the career inventory, right? We're helping students take an inventory in terms of identifying their strengths and what they want to pursue, right, in life. And it's never too early to start the college and career readiness pieces. And so, you know, I think by doing these inventories, it definitely helps them with their decisions for high school, right? Our high schools have college and career academies, and they're not going to waste time. They're going to go into the freshman academy and as sophomores. So they still have a little time to make decisions. They're going to go into these college and career academies where they can, you know, we talk about the big three. They're going to be able to earn an industry certification. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to earn dual credit opportunities and earn college credit. And they're going to be able to have an opportunity to do work experience, right? An internship of some sort. And so that's all done intentional. And so, you know, it's so nice to hear from all of our principals here and hear the passion, as I mentioned earlier. And one of the things that I'll ask parents is go to our website. You know, I'll tell parents, you know, my suggestion to you and to your children, to the families, is check out our website, susd12.org. Go under the schools piece there. And every middle school, every school, all 21 schools are highlighted. But if it's specific for middle school, click on that school, and then there's a question there that says, why Challenger, why Apollo, why Gallego Intermediate, why Sierra, and why Laufer? Click on that, and it'll tell you why. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out. So, you know, we definitely know that you have choices when it comes to choosing schools, and we want to be your choice. We want to ensure you that your student is going to have a great experience with us, and they are going to be prepared as they move on to high school and so forth. So I want to thank all you principals for taking time from your busy schedules. I'm glad nobody put on boxing gloves and there was no tension fighting for students. Never. Maybe during enrollment there'll be a little bit more tension to fight over students. And I'm just kidding. All kidding aside, just want to thank you guys for your time and being so just informative of what we have to offer. And so this wraps up our episode of Somos Sunnyside. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I guess,
Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez en Somos Sunnyside.